Welcome to another episode of Palm Harbor Local. I'm your host, Florida native and real estate ninja, Donnie Hathaway. You know, I started this podcast because I'm extremely passionate about connecting you with the people and the local businesses that make Palm Harbor so special. Palm Harbor, Florida is a great place to live, work, and play. It has everything you could dream of, from the food, the outdoors, the lifestyle, to the people in the community. I wanted to create a podcast that connected the community and inspired everyone to live better. To join this community and stay up to date on all things Palm Harbor, visit my website. It's palmharborlocal.com and sign up there to join the locals. And remember, together, we keep Palm Harbor local. So Matt Vai, welcome to Palm Harbor Local.
Thanks, Donnie. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, so different setup here than what we're used to with Palm Harbor Local, where right. It's at my home. But
this is more local.
I know. That's true. And this is kind of the vision that I had, like, long term, like more relaxed, like living room type setup.
Kind of right? Between the hedges type of thing.
Yeah. So we go back like seven, eight years.
Yep.
You were my broker when I first got into real estate. Yep. And then the rest is kind of history from there. But let's start off with you've stepped back from being a broker now, and now you're coaching brokers and your business is Brokerpreneur Podcast.
Right.
You and Ben are the hosts of a podcast, helping other brokers around the country.
Yep.
And so why don't we talk a little bit about that and kind of how you got into that?
Yeah, love to. Again, appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much. It's great seeing you again.
Yeah.
I'm all over, you know, what you're doing on Facebook and everything with the kids and all that kind of stuff.
I love it.
So that's of course how we met, right? And that's kind of also how I met Dr. Ben, same thing through real estate.
Yep.
You said, you know, I kind of stepped back from being a broker. I didn't step back from being a broker, man. It's once that sand is in your sand,
that's true.
You just can't shake.
I still call you from time to time, like, hey, what about this?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, what I did is I stepped down from doing something that I did for almost 25 years. That's really what it was about. And not because I didn't love it, not because I didn't love the people. One of the things that later, as, you know, I spent more time being, in the role that I was in, you know, I love helping. I wanted the audience to be a little bit different audience of who I was helping is what it was really about. And so, you know, Dr. Ben, right, the co-host of the podcast, you know, he owned a digital marketing company, and he was putting a course together, and that course was for open houses. And so, you know, he and his partner at that point came to me and said, hey, do you have any information about open houses? And of course, you know me, I've got, right, a ton of information. So I break out this external drive and plug it in. Yeah. There's a terabyte worth of stuff for brokers, right?
Yeah.
And so he's kind of looking over my shoulders. We're going through all this. And I'm like, yeah, do you need that? And what about this and that? And you could really do this with it and everything. And he was like, holy crap, what is on that? What's on that drive? Right. And I just said stuff that I've accumulated. And he said, well, who do you share that with? And I said, well, anybody that asks. And he said, you know, who is your, you know, he basically asked, you know, who is your audience for that, right? Who is it that really helps? And I said, well, it really helps my agents. And we started talking about it, and he was like, there's a lot more people that this could help. There's a lot more people. There's a lot of other ways to get this exposure. At that point, we already had, you know, Brokers Open podcast, which is an agent facing podcast. So of course we shared, you know, some of that information on there, but, you know, his big, you know, the big point to him was, you know, if you really like helping people and you're really looking for a different audience to help, and, you know, maybe we could, you know, get this out to some brokers and everything. Let's do a broker podcast. And if we do a broker podcast and people ask for more information about what we're talking about, you know, we can just share some of this with them. And that really is how it all got kicked off.
Yeah. So what was the transition of, like, helping a different audience? Like, how did that come about?
Yeah, so I love real estate agents, man. I love their plight, you know, but I was always a business person in real estate, not a real estate person in business, and so there was always a little bit of a I wouldn't call it a disconnect, but kind of a disconnect between the two. I always, you know, real estate people inherently are just people, right?
Yeah,
and I'm very much a process people.
Yeah.
And so if you take a really close look at, you know, personalities, of course they break down into four main categories, right? But those, when you chop them up, you know, two of the four main personalities are really people, and two of the main personalities are process people, mm-hmm. right? And I was very heavy on the process side of that, and not that it doesn't help real estate agents, but really a better audience for it was the brokers that are helping real estate agents. Because a lot of brokers got into the role that they got into because they were good agents, and it was just kind of that next evolution, that next step.
Yeah.
And so a lot of them were people, right? Which I love that. That's what made them succeed at that. That's what makes them a great broker as far as having relationships with people. But if they're not process people, they struggle on that other side of it. And that really is where, you know, that was where my stronger suit was. That's where I was just more comfortable having conversations with people was on that part of it. So if I could reach a broader audience to it, you know, the world we live in is just awesome, mm-hmm. right? For someone to start a business now in this world is completely different than just 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. And so, being able to get your word out and identify an audience and how to connect with them and how to deliver value to them. You know, one of the greatest tools that a real estate agent can have or a business person can have, in my opinion, is Canva.
Mm.
And the reason why is because it allows you to do things at a very quick, simplistic level that truly allow you to display who your culture is. And there's not a huge learning curve.
Right. It's simple to use.
Simple to use. Absolutely. And, you know, we use Zoom a lot in our business, right? Which is great.
Yeah.
Zoom is constantly evolving. Okay. And sometimes the constant evolution of things causes more issues. I want to go to a program and have kind of a basic idea how to use the program. I don't want to wake up one morning and it be completely different.
Yeah.
And Canva is really good about that. Zoom, not so much, right? Microsoft Office and all that, not that it's similar.
Yeah, Facebook.
So
I was just doing some stuff with Facebook and it was like the same thing. It's like every time you go back in there, it's different.
Yep. And so one of the things that we focus on with the brokers that we help, you know, we don't want to innovate. We want to simplify.
Yeah.
Sometimes you simplify through innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Other times you simplify by not innovating it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just keeping something consistent.
Yeah.
And, you know, being in the business as long as I was, and I was in a regional manager role for most of it, a big part of it. I was a broker for all of it. I was a broker owner, you know, for a couple of years in the beginning before I got purchased. And, but I was always in that role of being able to, you know, put one foot on the side of the line of the agent and the other foot on the side of the line of a broker, business owner. And then fortunately I was able to, you know, in all the roles I was in, also see the big picture of how companies run. It puts me in a unique perspective. It gives me, especially with, you know, with what I'm, you know, how I like to do business day to day, it puts me in a unique perspective of being able to have all the three of those things. And there are just people that want to hear some of that. We've got a podcast that does really well because people want to hear it.
Yeah. So I want to talk about like your start into real estate in a second, mm-hmm. but first I want to ask you about like the like business entrepreneur mindset versus just being a relationship, like people person. Like, mm-hmm. is there, like if you're, you know, crafting your perfect realtor, real estate right. agent, like, is there a balance between those? Is there been a transition where it started out and, you know, 20 years ago, it was like you had to be relationship focused and now it's like you have to be more business focused? Like, is there any connection?
Yeah. So, man, did you just unpack? That's a lot to talk about all the way. That's a lot to talk about all the way around. Okay. Oh, no, it's always about the relationship. Let me just simplify it and put it to that. Mm-hmm. If you're doing it for any other reason than the relationship, okay, can you succeed in that? Yes. But I can't tell you how many people I've seen that got into the real estate business and were like, man, I'm just going to crush it with this and I'm going to shape it and I'm going to treat it like it's a business. And it's not really about the relationship. It's about the next, you know, lead and how I get that next step and all of that. And then I go back and look at these people 3, 4, 5. This is a plus of being in the business as long as I have. I go back and look 3, 4, 5 years later. They're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
They're not in real estate anymore. They got bored with it because they never got attached to the relationships in it. Instead, they got attached to the numbers.
Mm.
And so at some point they're just like, man, I don't want to chase the numbers there anymore. I'll go chase the numbers somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can go through YouTube, right? I mean, just look at the people that, you know, look at videos that were 7 years old, 8 years old. There were people that in real estate agents that were crushing it 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Now they're not doing anything because now they run a coaching company, or now they are selling some digital product, or now they're, they are so-and-so at whatever level of this there is, because they just got tired of it. Mm-hmm. They just got burnt out by it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. Whatever your journey is, man, rock on your journey,
right?
But fundamentally, if you want to be in real estate and you want to enjoy what you're doing, enjoy the relationships as you're having them.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy the relationships as you're having them. You're going to do more business because of it, number one. Number two, you're going to appreciate the time that you're spending, because that's really what you're doing.
Right.
You're
right,
trading hours, right? $4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, you know, you started the question, about entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll be really, really careful with this. A lot of people try to get into business because they think that entrepreneurialism is about freedom. It is the exact opposite of freedom.
Yeah.
You are tied to that business. You are tethered to that business if you want it to succeed.
Right. 24/7.
24/7.
Doesn't stop.
That's right. Yeah. Even when you can't work, it still exists. Mm-hmm. It's still sitting over your shoulder looking at you saying, hey, I'm here. Don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Right. Until some point where it turns from you being entrepreneurial to you being a business owner, and then you decide at that point, hey, do I want to continue being this path of a business owner, or do I want to go be an entrepreneur somewhere else and let someone else run this business,
mm-hmm.
right? And a lot of agents don't necessarily, this isn't just agents, a lot of people do not set their businesses up in a way that they can step away from it.
Yeah, 100%. That's one thing I've learned with the podcast and diving more into the entrepreneurial business world is like a lot of business owners, small business owers, they just have a higher paying job, right? And then they can choose their own hours or whatever. They have the freedom in that respect, but it's at the end of the day, it's a job and they just make maybe a little bit more money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a difference between owning a sales machine.
Yeah.
And being an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
It's two completely different things.
Yeah.
An entrepreneur is somebody that's very much an outdoor cat, not an indoor cat,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And so there is a lot of people that get into business thinking that they want to be an entrepreneur, and what they really want is they want to create a sales machine. And when they create the sales machine, they consider themselves an entrepreneur, but it's not something that they have built that has a legacy to it. That's something that they can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in real estate, that happens a lot, right?
Yeah.
It's about the freedom,
right?
You know, it's about the unlimited income and everything, which it's that all that's there in real estate. But I would argue that there's most businesses that's there.
Yeah. Right?
You could go into any business and have that same exact thing.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. So let's go back to your start in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you want to get into real estate back then?
Yeah.
And how old were you?
What's up, Palm Harbor? It's your host, Donnie Hathaway. If you are looking to stay up to date with all things Palm Harbor, then visit my website. It's palmharborlocal.com. Super simple. You can sign up there, join the locals, where I'll be sharing more information on local events, local history, and what's happening in Palm Harbor. You know, I really want to create and add more value to you as a listener for spending your valuable time tuning into my podcast. So join me there, keep listening, and remember, together, we keep Palm Harbor local.
Age, I don't know. 26, something
earlier.
26, 27, somewhere in there. And so I wanted to get in. I always liked real estate, right? And there's a statute of limitations on certain things, so I won't get too deep into the story, right? But in my senior year of high school, I actually attempted to purchase a HUD home. Went down and went through the class and all that kind of stuff to be able to purchase a HUD home. Now, why I wanted the home is a whole different story. We won't get into that. Okay. But I wanted, and I liked it. I thought it was cool. I read a bunch of books about, like Craig Proctor and all those guys that, zero money down and all that kind of stuff. Read all that from very early on. Never really attached it to getting into the business because I was just kind of rambling through things, right? At the time that I got my real estate license, I taught school full-time and I taught karate full-time, right? So from 7:30 in the morning-ish till 2:30 or 3 o'clock, I taught school, go home, get something to eat. And then 3 o'clock, 3:30, I'd go to the karate school and I'd be there till 10 or 11, finishing up everything that I needed to finish up. And not that I loved all of that, right? And I'm, you know, I made good money with it. I mean, I could still probably be doing all that if I wanted to be doing all that.
Sure.
But I knew there was just something more to my freedom and what I wanted to accomplish. All of that was really predicated on other people. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to kind of get away from that. And, you know, I saw a picture in the newspaper and there was all these people in the Million Dollar Club. And of course, you know, I thought the Million Dollar Club was people making $1 million.
Yeah.
Not that you sold three houses.
Yeah.
Right. I thought it was them making $1 million. And right by my my house, which is the office I ended up buying a couple of years in the business, you know, there was a sign that said, sponsoring real estate agents or something like that. And I was like, oh, this is cool. So I'll just go in and check this out. So I go in and you know, talk to the owner, right? Old guy, been in real estate for forever. Walk in and talk to him and said, hey, I'm thinking about getting my real estate license. And he's like, oh, well, here you go. And tells me two or three things and, you know, kind of ushers me out the door. I'm just a young punk kid, right?
Yeah.
Ushers me out the door. He's probably met 50 of those people in the 3 weeks prior to that. And so I go home, I buy the course. Now at this point, you know, it was on the 3 1/4 inch floppy disk, right? So it's on the little hard disk, right? And there was like 12 or 14 of them.
Okay.
Okay. And you plug it into your computer and you watch it. So from 11 o'clock at night until 2 a.m, I'm doing this class because I was working the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And so, I finished the class, got to go to the college, which is where I bought it from, to take the exam, pass the class exam. And then I set up to go take the other exam, you know, the state exam in Georgia. And go dogs, by the way, in Georgia, whatever, man. So I go to take the class and whenever I sit down, there's all these other people that are, you know, they only allow a certain number of people and everybody's in there and they all know each other like they're fast friends because they've all taken the test together and they've all bumped into each other and they knew each other from class.
Yeah.
And one person says, oh, you know, you're here again. And yeah, this is my fifth time. If I don't make it this time, the other person's like, yeah, if I don't make it this time, I'm like, wait a minute. At that point, I'm thinking, leave, right? You're not prepared for this test. And so I passed the test, you know, I get through it get my real estate license. And I walked back into that office. And I said, hey, you know, I came in a couple weeks ago because it took me about 2 weeks to do it. And I came in a couple weeks later and I was like, hey, you know, I was in a couple weeks ago and, I was talking to you about my real estate license and I'd love to talk about the sponsorship program. And he was just put off by it, right? Which should have been a warning sign to me, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
He was just put off by it. He's like, no. You know, you got to go this and that and this and all that kind of stuff and everything. And so, you know me, right? I let him finish, let him keep digging the hole. And then I pull out of the manila envelope. I'm like, no, I've got my real estate license.
Yeah.
And at that point, he was kind of, you know, he was kind of taken back, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so, you know, we talk a little bit more about it and everything. And I get up and running. And within a couple of years, I bought, I bought him out. And then a year and a half after that, something like that, a large company came and, you know, bought mine out. And I went to work for them for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. So that's... Yeah, I mean to fast track like to start your license or get your license, and then you're, you know, a few years later you're buying your own brokerage and stuff.
Yeah,
what was that like? I'm sure you learned a lot in those first few years, yeah. Right? Of managing your own brokerage. How big was the brokerage back then?
So that was 13 people.
Okay.
When I sold it, there was about 27.
Okay.
We went from, you know, $106,000 in commission income or $116,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
We were at, $300,000, something like that, $340,000 or something like that in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And none of the production was mine. I knew immediately that this was just for me. Okay. So this isn't for everybody, but just for me to get everybody where I wanted them to from a productivity standpoint,
yeah.
I couldn't sell. Right. I was rookie of the year, my first year and my second year there. Right. Even through my first year, I was, I still had the two full time jobs. And so I'm in between things. I'm answering my pager. Right. I guess to tell you, I'm getting my pages going off and people are going, oh, where's my home inspection? I'll talk to you when I get them. I'll get your number off my pager.
Yeah.
I was able to kind of carve it out the first couple of years. And so I learned real estate really quickly. The business part of it, because of what I had done before, you know, both of those other companies that I worked for, you know, I knew a lot about business because of that, right? You know, I ran a karate school. I worked for somebody else, but the karate school was independent. So, I mean, there was, you know, you had to learn some business, you had to learn some, you know, lead acquisition, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And you learn accounting, all that type of stuff. You just got to get all that. And then the other thing that I did, you know, was with a human resource company, and same thing with them. I helped a lot on as much as they needed on the back end of that business.
Okay.
So at the same time I was learning all that with them, I was learning real estate, and I started going to classes about, you know, running a real estate company and being a broker and all that kind of stuff. And so all of that just kind of culminated. And then the opportunities, you know, I kind of saw them and, you know, just kind of started putting the dots together, and, you know, things kind of fell into place.
Yeah. And so, and then the rest of your career, you're just not just a broker, but a broker, right?
You did. Yes. Yeah. And I loved it.
Yeah.
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 And so, you know, what you're saying, just a broker, I mean, yeah,
like
I was done.
Like you did. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't sell real estate then.
Right. Yeah. Which I loved and fit really well for me.
Yeah.
Right. Now there was a part of that that, you know, when you're selling and you're in the trenches the way that you were and that you are, you learn and understand things different than I learned and understood them. Right.
Sure.
So, but I had the ability of being able to see what a lot of people were doing.
Yeah.
And I'm really good at aggregating data.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was me being able to share that was beneficial to other people.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So,
yeah. So, broker life and like, what you guys are doing with Brokerpreneur mm-hmm. podcast and that, like, what is like, what do you want to accomplish with that business?
Yeah. So we're doing it. We're living the dream, right?
Yeah.
So we just got off a mastermind, a couple of hours ago, whenever it was. And there was brokers that were from across the country, right? We had people from Alabama and Florida, Wisconsin. So we're in September, right? Wisconsin just got their first freeze warning for the northern part of the state. Frost on the ground.
Like, we haven't even broken our summer temps yet.
I know, right? And so, you know, we're talking to them, and then somebody from, Washington State, and somebody from New Mexico and everything.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to be able to hear. And every time we get on with the brokers, because of course we have stuff for brokers, we have stuff for real estate agents. Every time we get on with the brokers specifically, we say, how's the market? Tell us what you're seeing in the market. And so it's always really good to hear from brokers what they're seeing in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the media, right? That's
how
they're saying it.
Yeah.
Media is different than journalism, two completely different things. We won't get into that.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of that story that's happening there, but I like hearing the story. I like hearing that because it's good data. But I also like hearing, you know, I download the NAR information they put out, right? I download the state stuff from Florida. I keep up with that. But man, I like hearing it from the people that are signing contracts every day.
Yeah, right.
And so they're all kind of saying, you know, similar stuff. And so, you know, I love being at the middle of that. So what is it that we want to accomplish? How do we try to help? Man, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
It's them being on that call together and being able to talk and share and collaborate. You know, we talked about today how to help their agents grow their business going into a changing market at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spent an hour just digging into that. And, you know, they were sharing ideas of what they're doing. And, hey, I'll share this with you. And, hey, if you've got that, send that over. And, oh, my God, I don't know where to get started and all of that.
Yeah.
It's all in the same mastermind.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think that's something that I think agents have adapted maybe more so recently, but is that collaboration aspect, mm-hmm. right? Collaborating with other agents across the country and that sort of stuff, because there's so much value in those conversations.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with brokers, especially it's kind of taboo, right?
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be. They'll talk within their network.
Yeah.
But, and sometimes now some of them will get out of that, but a lot of the ones that get out of that are the independent ones.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are in some type of network will talk within their network, but they won't just, you know, our mastermind, man, you just go click the link on our podcast and you're in there at 12 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can jump in there and, you know, listen and talk, and there's no presuppositions about anything. Come in there and let's talk about what you want to talk about. Now we've got some rules so that we abide by code of ethics and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But, you know, come in there and whatever you want to talk about, man, we want to talk about.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. So starting this business, what's like one big challenge that maybe you didn't see coming, and then like a tip or something that you've been successful at in starting this business that you think could help somebody else who's looking to start their own business?
Yeah, I'll say this from my personal experience standpoint, and people have probably heard it before, but I'll tell a little bit of a story with it so that if you heard it but didn't listen to it, this will help you listen to it. Okay. So we knew who our audience was. Our audience was real estate brokers, and it was real estate brokers from a certain size brokerage that wanted to focus on recruiting, retention, per agent productivity. We established that in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. We knew that. But we were not good at getting our message and our value directly to them.
Mm.
It took us a long time to isolate that audience. And you know, everybody has heard before, you know who your audience is and be able to speak value to that audience, right? And so, and we know that, and we knew that, but we just weren't doing it effectively. And if you're not doing it effectively, the business world will let you keep doing it not effectively.
Yeah.
The business world doesn't care.
No.
You can keep trotting on down that road, and the business world and the consumers don't care.
Yep.
And so, you know, that was part of what we had to do, is we had to figure out how to hone in on that piece of that.
And a lot of that's probably just trial and error, I imagine, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like, you know, there's a secret sauce or a secret formula. Like, it might work for this business, but it's not going to work for yours.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. That's
exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what about a success that you've had, or maybe a tip or something that for someone who's starting out?
Yeah. So understand the tools that are available to you.
Mm.
So, you know, you heard me talk about this, right? And I talk about it a lot with brokers and a lot with real estate agents. If you don't have a CRM, let me put it this way. So this water bottle, right? Let's say you create the best water bottle. It'll keep water at 36 degrees for 58 years if you put water in it, okay? It'll even cool it down, and you can sell it for $19. That's what you invented, okay? You take that and you put it on Amazon. It's an incredible product, and it's being sold to how many people? Everybody's just buying it.
Yeah.
Here's the mistake that people make. They think that the people buying that are their customer. They're not. They're Amazon's customer.
Mm.
You had to go to their customer base to connect with them in order to get that product to them.
Mm-hmm.
You are just a business delivering a product to someone else's customer.
Interesting.
Huge.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you, I cannot stress how important that is. And you've heard it before, right? You listen to Tim Ferriss or listen to whoever it is. All these people say the same thing. Oh, get your audience and get your own mailing list and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Completely, wholeheartedly agree. You have to have a CRM.
Yeah.
And you have to be feeding that CRM constantly with people and cultivating them as customers.
Yeah.
If they buy something from you, it doesn't mean they're a customer. It means they consume something from you.
Mm-hmm.
Whose customer are they? You need to adopt them to be your customer.
Mm-hmm.
Adoption is key in using your CRM, and adoption is key in the people that consume your product. How much contact you have with them to turn them into someone that is a lifelong fan of yours. Mm-hmm. That is it.
And so that goes back to like what we're talking about with real estate being relationship focused, right? Like that's any business, right? It just, how are you building that relationship that changes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like absolutely.
That relationship. So if you're in business, focus on the relationships.
100%.
That's it.
And use your CRM to do it.
Yeah. Right. Use the tools.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yep.
Well, cool. This has been fun. I'm glad we could finally do it on Palm Harbor Local. So
yeah.
Thanks for being here. We'll link all of your stuff in the description below. So we'll have all that for you. And thanks for doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we have people that, we have people that listen to our podcast and people that comment on it and people that come into, you know, different masterminds that we have that are not in real estate. So please don't understand that, or please understand that this isn't just about being a real estate broker to us. We talk about stuff constantly that will help people in business in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I do it from a framework of real estate because I love real estate.
Yeah. You got to.
So yeah, anybody can come in and you know, join in and be part of the conversation and collaborate. We love it.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of Palm Harbor Local. I really hope you got a ton of value out of today's episode. Now, if you're looking to connect with the guest or just get more information on the episode, then you can check the description below. I'll have all the links in the episode as well as a link back to my website. It's palmharborlocal.com, where you can stay up to date on what's going on with the podcast and sign up there to join the locals. Let's get after it this week. And remember, together, we keep Palm Harbor Local.